rose, that from that produce he's giving the Maaser Rishon, the first Levi meant to leave it over, he has still the rights of it. So it's not like a Dovah Shlo B'Liyulam, because it's a Shear in the Kinyan, he meant to leave over this property for him to still use. The Gemara says, Amar Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish said, Zaysay Meris, from here we have a proof to say, that Hamoich Bayis Lachaveiroi, if somebody sells a house to his friend, the Yomalan, he says like this, Amanashe Diyuto Hel Yoyne Shali, I'm making a condition that the top of the house, the top layer, still belongs to me, so Lachor is Diyuto Hel Yoyne Shaloi, the top layer of the house still belongs to him. So really the question is like, what does he be most of in this tonight? That we learned anyway before we had a Mishnah, that if you sell a house and if you have a gag in the top of the roof, there's a maka, gavoya, yutvochim, you do not sell the maka, you do not sell the top of the roof. So anyway you're not selling here the top of the roof. So like, what are you adding on this tonight? What do you be most of here? Anyway the top of the roof still belongs to you. Samar says, Lamai Hilka, so what did you mean to add over here? Samar says, Rabbi Zvido, Ma, Shimrotzal Hoitzi, Bozizin Moitzi, we want to extend the beams out of the roof, in other words, go into the Chotzer. You also have a right to use the Chotzer. That's the Chiddush over here. Minastam, sure you have a right to use the roof, but not to project a beam going out into the Chotzer in front of the house. Here that you made this condition, you mean to include also the room, the property of the Chotzer. And that's like a chiddush, and even though you didn't speak it out, but Mustama, that's what the Tanai means. Rapapa said, it means like this, Shim Rotza Livno Saliya Gaba Boina, that if you want to build an attic, a double story, on top of this roof, you'll have to do it. That's what your condition was. In other words, according to Rapapa, you can't add in so much into the Tanai to say, you're allowed to use the Chotzer. Since you didn't speak out about the Chotzer that you can't use, just means that on top of the house, you could still use. And the Gemara later speaks out, the Churub Sheet, like we learned before, anyway you're allowed to use the top of the Gag. And the Gemara later says, the Chiddush says that even though it falls down, you're allowed to rebuild it. Minastam, you could only use the Gag, calls the monitor there. But when it falls down, you can't tell him to rebuild it. Here, since you made this condition, the Chiddush says you could even tell him to rebuild it. Now the Gemara says like this, Bishleim, Mother Rav Zvid, Hanilatoni Zaysameris. According to Rav Zvid, did you tell me a Chiddush here that you're even allowed to use the Chotzer, not just on top of the house, even in the Chotzer, that's a Chiddush. That's the good Zay Samaris. When you make a Tanai, we say that in order for the Tanai to be Mekayim, you mean what you're saying, and you mean other things also. Elul Rav Popo, my Zay Samaris, according to Rav Popo, what's the Zay Samaris? Rav says Kasha, and according to Popo Chura, not anything new in the conditions, the fairish light that you spoke out in the Tanai, Pshita, that's something good. There's no real Chiddush. What do you have to come on to the Zay Samaris for? Zmor says true, that's Taka Kasha. Then Zmor says, Omer Rav Dimi Min Adoyi, Hai Man De Mazvim Le Beis El Chavrei, if somebody sells his house to his friend, is Avagav De Kosov Le Umka Varumo, even though he wrote inside the Shtar, the height like, and the depth of the house, still Tzorach Le Michtav Le, still is right inside the Shtar, that Kni Lecho, you should be kindness, should become yours, Mitohim Arya, from way deep down, the underground, Viyad Rum Riki, until the skies. That's what you should add in if you want to sell the whole thing. So when it says, my time, like, what does the Lakeach have to gain by having so much in Ishtar? Because I'll tell you, the Umka Varuma Bistam Alekoni, because Minastam, if I sell you the house, you do not mean to give him the rights on top of the house or the rights underneath the house. Minastam, the house, only means the house, that's all. Therefore, Ahani Umka Varuma, when I say that I'll also sell you the height, and underneath it, so it helps, Lemikni Umka Varuma, it helps you that underneath the ground, you're also allowed to dig there, it belongs to you, and on top of the house, you have the rights to it. That's all. But for Yahani Mitoim Arya V'yad Rum Rikiya, but it also helps the fact you're adding, all the way deep down, all the way up, Lemikni Bor V'dusa Mechilus, that should also be kind of a bor and a dus and a mechilos, means like tunnels or ditches of ground or dus that's even something built on top of the ground that you store your water in it. In other words, these things are not directly underneath the house, they're on the side of the house. Still, it's included in the sale. So, more says, Lema, Messiah, let me bring you proof. We had it says in Mishnah later that, V'loyes ha-bor, V'loyes ha-dus. That's time when you sell the house, you do not mean to include the bor and the dus. even though you say inside that you're selling the height and like underneath the house. So it's not included. Now the question is, if you tell me, I saw you the house, you also mean to include the height and underneath it. If so, when you wrote in this shtar umka v'rumi, it's extra. If so, lahani umka v'rumi yolemikne bar v'dos v'mechilos. So how come these extra words don't mean to include also you want to sell the bar and the dos and the mechilos?